There is only love. When we lit the first Advent candle, our prayer that day called to mind the star of wisdom that we follow, the star of divine wisdom that is always available to us as our guide. Today, we follow that star to the gift of Christ love, alive in us today, the love that calls us to be light for the world. Love. Such a small four-lettered word to hold the heft of so much meaning. I have a teenage nephew who I promised not to name, who resists saying, "I love you." Not because he doesn't feel deep affection and appreciation for his family, but because he is highly skeptical of how easy it is in the English language to just throw around one little word for so many different things. I love the milk chocolate Santas that my daughter Sarah sent out to the family in honor of our much-loved family tradition of setting our boots out on the eve of the Feast of St. Nicholas. I love my Sarah and her thoughtfulness. I love her little baby, that elf Eli, Sarah and Noah's son, born of their love, the love that created their family. And the rest of you kids, if you're listening, I love you too, even though I didn't name you today. Sarah's the one who sent the chocolate after all. So today she's my favorite. I love my nephew, who is not wrong about the word love. I love his mom, my sister Jenny, who shared that snippet of a story about her son recently as part of a beautiful essay she wrote. As I did my, which I know you're now familiar with, my thinking, praying, pacing, thinking, praying, writing process this week, I thought of my nephew and that story, and I thought about how my sister Jenny lovingly affirmed his insight by going on in her essay to name the Greek words for different types of love. Eros, passionate love. Philia, affectionate love. Agape, selfless or godlike love. Storge, familial love. Ludus, playful love. Mania, obsessive love. Pragma, enduring love. And philotia, the love of self. In the Celtic tradition, there is the love of Anam Cara, the soul friend. This morning, right about now, my Anam Cara, Reverend Sue, is with her congregation, sharing her wisdom about holy friendship, about ours, and about the holy friendship between Mary, mother of Jesus, and her cousin Elizabeth, two other women who said yes to God's call, an unexpected call birthed in them, a call clearly visible and often confounding to all around them, all around us, who witnessed our unexpected pregnancies. Sue and I talk frequently, and we both treasure our soul friendship, the gift of having a friend who sees us completely, failings and fumblings, and beauty. In the past 7 years, we've been mirrors to each other of our best selves, mirrors of Christ's love. Our mutual trust is nurtured in our willingness to share our not best selves with each other, to be open to sharing our vulnerability and trusting the open-hearted listening we receive that lets our hearts rest in each other's company. And in the deep soil of this friendship, this soul friendship, we have called forth in each other the gifts that we each so longed to share through ministry. Today's scripture passage in the Unity Advent and Christmas book is from 1 John 4:16. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. How do we know and believe the love that God has for us? Before I share one of my early memories of knowing this love, I'd like to invite you to take a moment right now to think about how you have known that love. Do you feel love, God's love, through a beloved family member, through the kind words of a dear friend, or the adoring gaze of a furry four-legged friend? Is there a place that evokes the sacred for you? In this moment, in this place, I remember who I am. On the first Sunday of Advent, I shared a little bit about my Advent memories growing up, but there's one year that stands out for my whole family. Over the years, I've often told this story about the Christmas I was about 15. My dad had been laid off, and our family, where money was lean in those days, even in good times, was really struggling financially. Like always, just after Thanksgiving, we chose our Kris Kringle, the person in the family we would be especially kind to, or at least try to be kind to, during the weeks of Advent. My parents let us six kids know that it was going to be a sparse, really simple Christmas that year. What I remember, and this might be fuzzy, but I did try and get some backup from my siblings. We all pitched in, and simple turned out to be just right. In my memory, it seems that it was easier that year to be nice to my brothers. We were in it together as a family, and doing small, kind gestures and helping the little kids, Jenny and Brian, make gifts were all part of our family's preparations that year. On Christmas Eve, as we did every year, we put the baby Jesus in the manger, sang Silent Night, read our birthday present to Jesus, the little strips of paper where we had written down the little kind acts we had tried to do or we had done. And after the youngest ones went to bed, we big kids got to help Mom and Dad put our simple gifts under the tree. As we finished, though, we heard a noise and got to the door just in time to see the rear lights of a car driving down our long driveway. There on the doorstep were two enormous boxes. Stunned with gratitude and awe and a little disbelief, we dragged them into the living room. One was filled with wrapped and labeled gifts for each of us, and one was filled to overflowing with food. the brothers from St. Joseph's Priory in Valencia, and a few people from our own parish had put a Christmas miracle of love at our door. It took me a long time to realize that in telling the story of that big, glorious miracle of abundance that my family received that year, I long overlooked in the story the smaller, yet no less glorious miracle of six kids actually trying to be kind to each other through those winter weeks. Like every family, we were then, and we are now, a complex ecosystem, and we are far from perfect. Yet that Advent, small, tender acts of love brought my family a little closer to each other, and every time we tell that story again, we're invited to come a little closer to knowing God is love, and there is only love. Philia, agape, sorge, love, anamkara, Father, Mother, God, Spirit, Beloved, Christ Consciousness. My nephew's skepticism is spot on. All of the words in all of the languages in all of the world still fall short when we try to name and articulate what it is to know love, to know that God is love. In a wedding ceremony, when it comes time for the couple to say their vows, I remind them that words, which by their very nature are inadequate to express what is so deeply held in your hearts, are also the powerful tools you will now use to create your union. And then we pause for a breath of silence to feel the heft and beauty, the joy and solemnity of that moment just before they speak their words to each other. We humans have the gift and challenge of an ability to think and share words. We have words of inspiration from sacred texts, from poetry, from songs like the beautiful songs we hear each week here. Words that rile us at times and inspire us. Words of kindness and comfort from our loved ones. Words of forgiveness after words of anger. Words of celebration. Words that surround grief and loss. Words can point us toward love. And words can put up walls that shut love out. And so it is sometimes in the silence that we fully appreciate and experience the presence of God. In a tender moment, we feel the presence of love behind the words of a loved one. In the silence when words have failed us and we sit with a friend who is suffering, our presence is Christ's presence. When we let the steady stream of our inner chatter settle into some semblance of quiet through prayer or meditation, we hear the loving voice of God within. In the wordless voice of waves and wind and birdsong, we hear the voice of God. Even in the voiceless silence of our own grief and sorrow, we can hear the voice of God whisper with infinite love. And that voice of God is loving us into being love, into being presence, into being the healing light of Christ's love at work in the world. Advent invites us to listen to the voice of divine wisdom as we follow that star, to remember the gifts of hope, faith, peace, love, and joy, not just for our own sakes, but to be love in action and bring light to the world. This week in our spirit group, Mary shared a beautiful prayer of Saint Teresa that I'd like to share with you now. Peace. May today there be peace within you. May you trust God that you are exactly where you are meant to be. May you not forget the infinite possibilities that are born of faith. May you use those gifts that you have received and pass on the love that has been given to you. May you be content knowing you are a beloved child of God. Let this presence settle into your bones and allow your soul the freedom to sing, to dance, to praise, and to love. It is there for each and every one of us. Beloved child of God, let this presence settle in to your very bones. We become exactly what love calls us to be when we are fully present to each other and fully aware of the Christ born in us. That presence is the gift we share when we come to the quiet and when we gather in community. The gift of knowing and believing God's presence and love abide in the magic and mystery, in the joy and sorrow, in the words and silence. I invite you to close your eyes for just a moment and call to mind again those ways you have known love. Breathe into gratitude and awe for those signs of God's ever-present love in your life. With each in-breath, your love expands. With each exhale, your love flows out. May we who have light to spread come forth in the world, and may our love light heal our world. Feel your love expanding out into deepest space, where the hand of the Creator holds each planet spinning among the stars. And feel in your deepest being your kinship with the stars. And in this moment, in this place, let us remember who we are We are love. We are each the embodiment of love. We are love's hands and love's voice. We are love's eyes and breath. We are the love that heals the broken places in our big, beautiful world and in our own small worlds. We are love and love and love. There is only love. May it be so, and so it is. Amen.